SCOTSGUARD, stepping into Keith Hagen's car buildings is like taking a step back into car history. The first of about a dozen autos on one side is a 1929 Whippet car, stunning in its restored splendor. A board with photos stands beside detailing its condition when Hagen bought it through stages of restoration. When he bought the car for $50, it was saved from the scrap dealer, as were many of his other cars. Between 1927 and 1931, the Whippet was the third most popular car sold in the United States. Countless hours, patience, and awesome skills at rebuilding and restoration have brought the vintage cars back to life. The other side of the building has 7 or 8 restored cars and one truck, a model his father once drove. 3 cars were restored as hot rodders with powerful engines, including a 1933 red Pontiac coupe. "I did that for a while, then I went back," says the soft-spoken Hagen. He restored his first car at age 28, then the restoration went into hiatus for 15 years while he was busy as a chartered accountant. When he returned home to Scottsgard to farm with his brother and father, he resumed the hobby. Some years ago, he rented the remaining land and had more time for working on cars. In his workshop building, a rare 1929 Gray Oakland awaits complete restoration. "I better get at it. If you wait too long, the parts rust." This is the predecessor to the Pontiac in 1931. This is the only Oakland registered in Canada. Chevrolet quit making the Oakland after 1929 and used the same car for its first Pontiac in 1931. The Oakland sold for $1,245, and was considered a mid-price for a luxury car. The factory produced 50,693 cars in that last year. Many of the cars in his collection come from the early 1900s, 1920, and 1930s. 3 rows of vintages cars, each row half a block long, sit out by the trees. They are in varying condition, from rusted body hulk to good shape.